This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, you have made it. It is hump day. And here's what we have on tap for tonight. I am about 99% sure I'm going to make everybody mad here in the first hour, so get ready for that. We're going to have a little discussion about something that's difficult. Difficult to hear, but necessary to talk about. We'll talk about immigrants.
Do you want them from everywhere? Or are some places just bad? I am going to go through a ton of emails. We're going to talk about the COVID vaccine being pulled from the market, tracking Biden's spending, and so many other things. But first, let's go ahead and get something out of the way right off the bat. Let's go ahead and make everyone mad right off the bat. You ever heard of people seeing a mirage in the desert? You ever heard of a mirage? You've heard of that, right? You've heard the term. You probably know what it means. In case you don't, it's not uncommon. In fact, it's very common. If you're in the desert, let's say you're lost, God forbid, in the desert, it's really, really hot out there, that you will eventually see a gigantic, beautiful oasis full of water. Blue, wonderful water. Every time I've ever heard an honest account of someone who saw a mirage, it wasn't just that they saw a puddle, they saw heaven. It was perfect. Like something you'd see out of a resort. Now, why? Why does the mind do that? Why? Because you're desperate. You're desperate, and you're so desperate, and the mind is so powerful that the mind will create an illusion of something just because you need it and want it so badly. Your mind will play a trick on you. That's really the story behind why you will see a mirage if things get bad enough in the desert. There are stories the other way in this. I come from Montana. You ever heard of somebody, let's say, getting stuck out in the freezing cold? They'll see things like a fire, or as they're freezing to death, they'll feel warm all over. You're desperate, so you see what you want to see. I'm going to read something for you. I'm going to read it verbatim. And then we're going to go over many, many, many things, and then I'll read it verbatim again. But I'm going to warn you right now. While I'm in a good mood, I am frustrated, exasperated, angry, and I'll be honest, this just you and me talking, a little desperate about my country. I am sickened by what is happening to us, and it's happening so quickly. Watching people be destroyed, lives destroyed, finances destroyed, it's eating me up. I can't stand it. And so, well, here it is. This is a quote from Donald Trump today. He put it up on social media. The new FBI building should be built in Washington, D.C., not Maryland, and be the centerpiece of my plan to totally renovate and rebuild our capital city into the most beautiful and safest anywhere in the world. The FBI must be in walking distance to the DOJ, in that the DOJ and FBI have to work closely together.
Okay.
A two-minute walk to a meeting is far better than a traffic-laden two-hour drive in Greenbelt, Maryland. Likewise, having the FBI in D.C. is important for ending violent crime, which I will do quickly. End quote. Trump put that up. I said this morning that was wrong. He put it up last night, 7:39 p.m. last night. We'll set that aside for just a little bit. Just stay with me. So I thought it would be helpful maybe today to go over just a couple things because it's easy to forget, right? Here's just a few headlines. Just a couple things. Headline, Epoch Times. January 6th arrests are running nearly double the rate of 2023. Remember, the January 6th arrests, the arrest of the January 6th people, about 99% of those people being arrested were and are completely nonviolent people. That's one thing they all have in common. Another thing they all have in common is they are the most dedicated, hardcore supporters of Donald Trump. We have well north of 1,000 of them, nearly 1,425 people already have been apprehended, and they're still tracking them down. In fact, FBI Director Wray was just on, I think it was CBS, maybe it was NBC, I don't know, but pretty much bragging about their intention to keep going.
Let me ask you about January 6th. Are you still pursuing January 6th cases?
We have, sir, any number of January 6th cases underway.
Former President Trump has referred to those who have been in prison or are facing trial as hostages. Do you see those individuals who took part in the January 6th riots as hostages?
I see the defendants in the January 6th cases as criminal defendants who are being charged with federal crimes and are in front of independent courts as part of our legal system.
That's the FBI. Already rounding up Trump's most loyal fans by the thousand for sauntering through the building. Do you remember? Look, we're just walking through memory lane here. Just going over a couple things. You remember Mark Houck? Remember that story? It's a fascinating story. Mark Houck is, by all accounts, I know people who know him. I do not know him, full disclosure, but I know people who know him. A wonderful man. A pastor. A pro-life activist and supposed to be just the most gentle, wonderful soul. Of course, GOP primary voters just rejected him for a complete rhino in Pennsylvania. We won't go over that. But Mark Houck, before all that, he would try to save lives at these abortion centers. He would go preach, read the Bible, sing worship songs. Whether or not you agree with that, you have to admit that's a pretty selfless, cool thing to do, right? Ends up getting in some nasty tussle with some guy. Not a nasty tussle, actually. It was just a brief thing, but some guy was being really mean to his teenage son, approached his teenage son. Houck stepped in between them, pushed the guy away. Local law enforcement looked into it right away and said, well, no charges here. No, this is ridiculous. Let this go. Then Roe versus Wade got overturned. The evil communists who run the country decided to declare war on pro-lifers, and they decided they were going to charge Mark Houck with felonies underneath the FACE Act. And Mark Houck had an attorney, and as a gentle, wonderful man like he is, Mark Houck's attorney reached out to the FBI. This is law enforcement's dream, by the way. Reached out to the FBI and said, hey, if he's going to be charged, if there's an arrest, just let us know and he will come turn himself in. This is not a violent man. He's certainly not going to run. Let him turn himself in. And just so everyone knows, it goes without saying, but I just want to make sure I reinforce the point that for law enforcement, for everyone involved, turning yourself in is the best because it prevents any violence. There's no chance of something going wrong, violent confrontation. God forbid a cop get killed or someone gets killed. If you're in law enforcement and a good one, you want someone to turn themselves in. It's peaceful. It's nonviolent. Let's go through the process. The FBI told Mark Houck's attorney, no, don't come turn yourself in. No need. They then sent a SWAT team to his home and stuck guns in the face of his wife and several children. It's all on video. You can go watch it if you'd like. FBI did that. Oh, look, Here's another headline. Ex-FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith was his name, admits to a false statement during the Russian probe. And that is quite a way to put that. That headline was courtesy of the AP. What is this false statement, huh? Oh, he just blatantly lied on a form. He changed a yes to a no or a no to a yes. I don't know. It's been a while. He changed a yes to a no or a no to a yes. So he blatantly lied. And he lied so the FISA court would continue to approve the spying the FBI was doing on Donald Trump himself and Donald Trump's campaign staffers. You see the Federal Bureau of Investigation leading up to the 2016 election where Trump was facing Hillary. The FBI chose to become the weaponized arm of the Democrat Party, and they violated the law and violated Trump's civil rights and violated the rights of the people around him to investigate him, tear apart his life, and do everything they could do to ensure that Donald Trump lost the election to Hillary Clinton. Oh, okay, that's just one headline. You know what? Let's keep going. Let's keep walking down memory lane. Oh, look at this one. Hey, maybe that other stuff, maybe you forgot about that. Maybe you forgot about that because it was a while ago. I bet you'll remember this one, though. You know why I bet you'll remember this one? Because it happened. Hang on, let me make sure my date's here. Oh, wow. This came out yesterday. Seems like a big deal. You remember when the FBI raided Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago? Do you remember that? They waited till Donald Trump left town. And then, if I remember right, I think it was 30 federal agents kicked in his door and tore through his stuff. They even took his medical records. And do you remember we saw, you probably have seen this. You've seen the picture of the classified documents they put up online. You've seen it, right? I know you've seen it. Almost everyone's seen it. If you haven't, it's there. And it's funny, if you look at the picture, I remember the first time I saw it, there's all these documents laid out on the ground, and there are some pages on there that are stamped classified. I mean, it looks really official. My gosh, he just had these things laying around. And we found out yesterday the FBI brought props, and all that was a setup to make Trump look bad. The FBI did that. Huh. Isn't this a wild walk down memory lane? Oh, we're not near done. I just want, once again, hold on. Let me see if I have the quote right. A new FBI building should be built in Washington, D.C. Even once it's within walking distance of the DOJ, so they can work together more. I'm not near done, and I'm getting upset. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, high blood pressure Jesse, today on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In case you are just now joining us, we are walking down memory lane. We'll call it FBI memory lane. I don't know. We could have called it anything, though. Assaulting your civil rights memory lane, destroying the United States of America memory lane, spying on all the wonderful people in this country while ignoring the dirt balls in this country memory lane. Pick your memory lane. But I'm sorry. I woke up this morning to the Republican nominee for president and hopefully the next president of the United States calling for a brand new building for them. So we're going to walk down memory lane. And you know why we're walking down memory lane? Because I don't want to see an oasis. I don't want to see a savior where there isn't one. I was promised swamp drainage. I was promised swamp drainage last time and nothing got drained. And I've been promised, what was it? Vengeance or avenger? Vengeance? I was promised something along those lines this time. I will be your vengeance, I believe it was. And yet I'm seeing a new FBI, in fact, calling out for them to be working hand in hand with the DOJ. So we're going to keep walking down memory lane because I demand something better. Declassified records. This is a headline. Shed light on FBI efforts to co-opt intel briefings to spy on the 2016 Trump campaign. That was fun. FBI agent who helped launch Russia probe says Trump was compromised. Oh, look. It's Peter. What was his name? Peter Strzok? I had almost forgotten about Peter Strzok. Yeah, that's right. Here he was. Man, this guy needs a brand new building.
Look, I think it is clear. I believed at the time in 2016, and I continue to believe that Donald Trump is compromised by the Russians. And when I say that, I mean that they hold leverage over him that makes him incapable of placing the national interest, the national security ahead of his own.
You know what he needs to push lies like that? A better building. He needs a brand new desk. A brand new phone, too. In fact, if he wants to coordinate the Russian collusion lies, he should be right next to the DOJ so they can just meet over lunch and talk about how they'll destroy the next Republican after they're done destroying Trump. That'll be fun, right? Headline, FBI apologizes. Oh, I love this one. This is maybe my favorite one. FBI apologizes to the court for mishandling the surveillance of Trump campaign advisor. Mishandling. That is, what a way to put that. That is such a fascinating way to put the fact that they hoovered up all this information they should never have had about Trump's campaign and Trump's staffers. And then, whoopsie, did I trip and fall and release all this information to the media? Oh, I'm sorry. That's what your evil secret state police agency did. We're not done walking down memory lane. Headline, top FBI official urges agents to use warrantless wiretaps on U.S. soil. You know what? Speaking of the FBI, I actually want to bring up something totally different. Do you remember Facebook? Actually, do you remember the 2020 election? The one Biden won? Well, we love to talk about that election being stolen and rigged and things like that. And we can argue about what ways that was done, but there's one way that's not arguable at all. You see, Hunter Biden is a felon. He commits a lot of felonies. He does a lot of drugs, spends a lot of time with hookers. He is a criminal when it comes to how he purchased firearms. He's very likely a criminal when it comes to his criminal organization, a complete grease fire. And Hunter Biden has this thing about him. He has this thing where he has to record on video and picture all of his crimes. If he's doing drugs, he has to record it. If he's with a lady of the night, he must record it. If he's swapping dirty emails with a Chinese businessman, he has to record that. All of it, he records it all, and he saves it all on his laptop. But wait, there's more. On top of saving it all onto his laptop, he then takes the laptop where the crimes are, that he's committed the crimes and he recorded them on the laptop. He takes the laptop into a computer repair shop. That alone may seem like, whoo, some pretty bad judgment, but wait, the story gets even worse. He then never goes back to the computer repair shop to pick up the evidence of multiple felonies that he left at the computer repair shop. And did you know those repair shops, after a time, it's in all their agreements, you'll sign one if you drop one off. If you drop something off there and you don't go get it after a certain amount of time, they actually get possession of it. It becomes their lawful possession. And of course, Hunter forgets about his laptop. It becomes the owner, or the computer repairman becomes the owner of it. And he's looking at all these crimes and he thinks, oh, this is really bad. I'm a good American. I think I'll take these down to the FBI. And he did. And would you like to remember, you want to walk down memory lane with me about what those guys who need a brand new building, what they did with that information? We will do that in just a moment. Before we do that, you're welcome to call friends and text them about this whole thing. I'm upset, as you can tell. Calm down, though. Haven't yelled at all. Have not yelled once. Maybe I'll call my friend after this is over, my political buddy, and I'll just yell. And I don't have to worry about the call dropping, so he'll just sit there and listen to me yell the entire time. And I don't have to worry about that call dropping because I'm on a Pure Talk phone. Pure Talk is on this incredible 5G network. It's not some fly-by-night cell phone company. When you switch to Pure Talk, you have the same 5G network without funding all the commie dirtball stuff. Speaking of FBI, do you think your cell phone company will hand over your information, all of it, willingly to the FBI? Hint, hint, they will. Switch to Pure Talk. CEO is a veteran, run by patriots. Pure Talk actually loves your values instead of shying away from them. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Maybe a good day to change the channel because I am obviously upset. I am perturbed. I am desperate to save my country. I cannot stand watching it be ripped to shreds. And I hate what the FBI has turned into, this deeply evil communist organization attacking the right at every single turn while covering for the left at every single turn. Nations do not survive secret state police agencies who only work for one of the two political parties. No nation has ever survived that, and no nation ever will. The FBI will cause a civil war in this country. They really genuinely will. It will progress to the point where red states will stand up against them. The federal government will have to back them, and it will turn into a disaster for this country. And we cannot have the Republican position to be build them a new building. Gosh. You know what? Let's keep going back. Remember our friend, Steve Friend? I'm sorry, but didn't mean to do that on purpose. Former FBI special agent, Steve Friend. He's the one who's been on this show several times. He's probably listening right now. You remember the guy who was pulled off of child pornography cases by the FBI to go after January Sixers, and that was just too much, he had to resign. Remember this little testimony?
Mr. Friend, you ever been to a school board meeting?
Yes, I have.
FBI ever sent you to the parking lot of a school board meeting?
Yes, they have.
And in the parking lot of a school board meeting where the FBI sent you, you were taking down information regarding people's license plates.
That's correct.
Now, wasn't the first time you'd been to a school board meeting, was it?
No, I went on my own as a private citizen.
As a parent.
Yes.
And so there you were. It must have been quite an interesting perspective. There you were taking down the information of people, parents attending school board meetings on behest of the FBI. And you had been one of those parents at a school board meeting. How did that feel?
Well, after I attended privately, my colleagues teased me that they were probably going to start investigating me.
Ha ha ha. We'll start a file on you. You went to a school board meeting. Remember how that shook out? I just want to, again, we're walking down memory lane because I want to know who's getting a new building. That's what I want to know. With the approval of the GOP nominee, I want to know who's getting a new building. So let's walk through this again. You see, the whole COVID lockdown thing really, really drove parents insane. It drove parents insane. Their kids couldn't go back to school, but there was a benefit from it. Parents started finding out that America's public schools, many of them, the majority of them, are despicable commie training camps. And as they were sitting at home listening to Aiden, Jaden, and Braden do math, they found out that the math teachers teaching Aiden, Jaden, and Braden that white people are evil and they're gay. And American citizens, American parents got upset. And they got so upset that it became a trend across the country. In fact, it's a wonderful trend and a trend that's still going on where parents began to engage
instead of backing away, parents are starting to show up at these school board meetings. School board meetings used to go off unattended. No one even showed up. But parents found out what was happening and they got mad and they started showing up and they started showing up and voicing their displeasure, as is their right as American citizens, shouting, yelling, telling people they need to stop with these things, totally within their rights. And do you remember what happened next? What happened next was the National Teachers Union coordinated with the White House. Remember, they sent a letter to the Attorney General after they coordinated with the White House complaining. They complained to Merrick Garland about parents being upset at school board meetings. They made them uncomfortable. They thought it made them look bad. And Merrick Garland, like the evil hatchet man Lavrenti Beria, piece of crap that he is, chose to turn to the FBI and said, "Hey, FBI, go get him." And the Federal Bureau of Investigation then began meeting to discuss which counterterrorism label they should put on angry school board parents. I wonder what that meeting was like, though. I just picturing it in my head. I wonder if it was in an old room. I bet it was old and musty in there. Probably because that Hoover building is so old. What they needed was a brand new room with a fresh coat of paint. That way they can attack school board parents more freely. Don't you agree? I wish they had a better building in which to attack American citizens. We're not done yet. We'll keep going here. This was courtesy of Project Veritas.
This document, dated August 12th, refers to a heightened threat from what the Department of Homeland Security calls DVEs, or domestic violent extremists, quote, motivated by a range of ideologies who have grievances against a variety of targets, including law enforcement. Domestic violent extremists are referred to in one of these paragraphs as, quote, many of these threats include references to the perception that the 2020 presidential election was fraudulent and other claims of government overreach. The 2022 midterms in this document are also highlighted as a potential, quote, flashpoint for this violent extremism.
Do you have questions about the 2020 election? The ballots in the middle of the night? The FBI coordinating with Facebook? Oh yeah, I forgot, I have to get back to that story. The FBI coordinating with Facebook? Well, they decided you're a domestic violent extremist. Anyway, back to my Mark Houck, sorry, I'm so upset I'm losing my train of thought. My laptop story. So after the laptop repairman turns Hunter Biden's laptop into the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, upon receiving the information that the son of a vice president is a felon, well, they buried it. They chose to hide that information to protect Joe Biden because he's a Democrat, and they were going to keep it hidden. And then they got word, because of spying, they got word that the New York Post, they were going to run a story exposing what was on the laptop. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation preemptively went to social media companies in this country, like Facebook and Twitter, and told them to censor the laptop story because it was Russian disinformation. They went to private companies and told them to hide a story because it was going to hurt Joe Biden's chances to defeat Donald Trump in the election. Here's Special Agent Elvis Chan bragging about it.
I was very involved. Our field office, FBI San Francisco, was very involved in helping to protect the U.S. elections in 2020. And I think we can all agree, or I think many of us can agree, that it was a very safe election, that there was no malign foreign influence. There was mostly not voter fraud, despite what you hear on different outlets. Even though foreign actors were trying to interfere in our elections, the FBI, the U.S. government worked.
Yeah. Elvis Chan needs a new office, right? Hey, maybe a corner office. Maybe something that overlooks the DOJ. Maybe even with a window that looks directly at the DOJ. So the next time they want to coordinate assaulting you and your liberties, maybe they can just do, you know, paper signals through the window. They don't even have to call or text. They'll just do paper signals. Hey, we have another story that needs censored. Elvis, can you get on that for us? And Elvis will get right on that. That's what he needs. He needs a brand new building. Remember this?
So I had a regular doorbell camera, and you can see in the sequence that an FBI agent comes up, so he put a sticker over the lens of the Ring camera. What he didn't know is that the peephole on the door was also a camera. If you have a legal search warrant and you're walking into a property, why are they neutralizing the cameras?
That was from the movie Police State, where a nonviolent gentleman with a cane had his door kicked in and the FBI tried to keep it quiet. We're almost done. I'll wrap this up in just a moment. Before I do that, let's do something good, as long as I'm upset. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about doing right by widows and orphans, Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. They're building smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. And probably most importantly, the nonprofit world is a really, really ugly world full of all kinds of shady people, scams. They lie to people about where the money goes. You donate all this money to a nonprofit and you find out the CEO's in Barbados at his third mansion. At Tunnel to Towers, I want you to go look them up yourself. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, the money goes exactly where you want it to go. All they ask is for $11 a month. T2T.org. Sign up to give 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to move off this thing here in just a minute. I cannot stand what I see happening to my country, and I want to save it. And I want a fighter. I want someone who's going to fight for us in D.C. And I'll be honest with you, just you and me talking, I can't find them. There's a few, in the House Freedom Caucus. I'm not going to act like there aren't any good people in D.C. There's a few good senators. There's a few in the Freedom Caucus. I just don't see any kind of a GOP movement at all that's actually going to attack the communist menace that's savaging this country. And what drives me so crazy about Trump talking about building the FBI a new building is there a person in this country besides the January 6th people? Is there a person in this country who's been more assaulted by the FBI than Trump himself? But by the deep state, you know what? Forget about the FBI. All of them, FBI, CIA, NSA, DOJ, they have made Trump's life a living hell. Indictment after indictment, raid after raid. They're spying on his campaign. They're arresting his most faithful supporters. Abuse after abuse after abuse after abuse after abuse. This should be the most anti-deep state person in the history of anti-deep state people because of what that poor man has gone through. And instead, we need the FBI to have a new building and close to the DOJ so they can work together? What even is that? What is that? Someone explain it to me. And you know what? I don't need you to explain it to me because I already know what it is. And you're welcome, by the way, to email me. I'm sure I've made so many people mad and I don't give a crap. You're welcome to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But I know what it is. I've seen it over and over again. You ever heard of Maggie Haberman? You probably heard of her. Maggie Haberman is one of these really gross communist writers at the New York Times. And she's always publishing these Trump pieces, the anti-Trump pieces that are the most vicious things in the world. Calling him a Nazi, that's just over and over and over again. You know her and Trump talk all the time behind the scenes? Do you know that? John Carl for ABC, during Trump's presidency, I don't know if there was a more despicable person in the national media than John Carl. He lied about Trump and his supporters and his agenda. He lied every single chance he got. He was just the most horrid person in the world. And he decided he was going to write a book about how evil Trump's presidency was. And Trump sat down with him for 48 hours down in Mar-a-Lago to help him write the anti-Trump book. Today we get a new FBI building. The truth is this. Donald Trump wants to be liked. He wants to be liked by the people who are destroying this country. And I don't know how we fix that. Because there's no possible way you can save this country while being liked by the FBI, by the New York Times, by ABC. But you can't do both. You cannot save America and also be thought well of inside the Hoover building. It doesn't work that way. Either you can save America and be hated by the people who are ruining America, or you can't save America. You can't. And I'm very frustrated because I hope Donald Trump's going to be the next president. It's not going to be Joe Biden. I hope it's going to be Donald Trump. And I'm doing the best I can not to cynically prepare myself and you for endless disappointment if he gets there. I'm doing the best I can. But every day there's a new statement out there that makes me believe somehow, some way, this man who's been president and billionaire and it's been all these accomplishments and this incredible life, there's a really good chance he still doesn't get it. And I don't know how that could be possible. How could you walk out of your trial in New York City where you're being brutally persecuted by the justice system? Remember, he was at trial yesterday. He walked out of that trial and went to social media that night and talked about building the FBI a new building. And let me just go ahead and get out in front of this right now. Don't you dare email me and tell me, well, it's already in the budget. Don't do that. Don't do that. There are all kinds of things in the budget that the president puts a stop to or speaks out against. Don't make excuses. Don't see the mirage in the desert. Don't do that. You're going to upset me. Don't do that. And don't do this thing where it's, you know, he's playing 3D chess. Don't do that. This is a blind spot for him. And I'm not even going to say the people around him. Trump himself had better get his mind right, because if he wins the White House, and he might, he is going to walk in. He thought it was hostile before. My goodness, it was kid games last time compared to how they're going to treat President Donald Trump if he wins election next time. He's going to think last time was a daycare center compared to how awful these people are going to be to him the next time. And if he's going to walk in with the mindset of be liked by these people, preserve my reputation, be kind of a normal guy, it's not going to work. He's going to get chewed up and spit out. This kind of crap is exactly how we ended up with people like Christopher Wray. That's exactly how this stuff happened time and time again. And it's got to stop, man. And look, being totally honest with you, it's not about him. I don't care about him at all. It means nothing to me. You do. America does. The American people do. We are being savaged right now by these evil people who run the country, and I need a savage who's going to go fight them for me. I don't need a savage who's going to build them a new building, but put something mean about them on social media. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. The Federal Bureau of Investigation will end the United States of America if they are not brought to heel. In fact, they need to be disbanded completely. Every employee fired, many of them arrested and sent to prison. The Hoover building needs to be demoed and the earth salted behind it. That's what can save the country. And that kind of mentality is what we need right now. And we clearly, Trump does not have it, and we need him to get it, and we need him to get it really, really quickly because we're in trouble. All right, I'm done. I'll let it go. I'm not going to bring it up again. I'm sure there will be emails tomorrow that will upset me and my head will pop off once again. But look, you're welcome to email if you're upset. That's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Even if you're mad and you hate me, I won't name you. You know I don't do that to anybody. Even with the death threats, you're not going to get named. I may scream about your email, but I'm not going to name you. Don't worry about that. You should worry about your T levels, though. Are you the type of guy who looks at all this oppression of the American people and thinks, oh, well, nothing I can do about it? Maybe your T levels are low. Maybe you should get energized and focused and ramped up and ready to go, because people need us out there. Gentlemen, America needs us. Low T weenies will not save, cannot save the United States of America. Go get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. I'm telling you, man, a male vitality stack from Chalk. It's not like you have to just hunker down for 5 years and bank on it working. Give it 90 days. Tell me how you feel. All natural herbal supplements. Your mind will be in hyperdrive like mine is right now. CHOQ.com. Listen, get a subscription because that's how you save money. You cancel the subscriptions at any time, so don't worry about that. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Let's talk about this COVID vaccine getting pulled from the market. Huh. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.